live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So it's just gone 11:30, and Simon Boyd has lived and worked in Cambridge for over 40 years in education and publishing. Now, back in the early 70s, he spent a year teaching in Sudan, which turned out to be an inspirational time. He was delighted to get involved with this charity, and he told me all about it when I spoke to him yesterday. It's lovely to speak to you this morning, Simon. Now, you've been living and working in Cambridge for many years now, and how did you get involved with the Women's Education Partnership, and can you tell me exactly what it is?
Yes, of course. Women's Education Partnership is a charity which provides and promotes education for women and girls in the Sudan and South Sudan. And it's been going for just over 20 years. And we provide a range of education from primary up to university level, actually, some scholarships at university level. My own involvement has come about because I was invited to join the trustees, and I'm now chair of trustees, and the trustees are based in the UK, and we have a staff of four wonderful development experts in the Sudan.
So can you tell me, you were saying there's four programmes that you mainly concentrate on, isn't there, in Women's Education?
Yes, that's right.
Can you sort of explain, you know, roughly what they do?
Of course, yes. Well, it's at different levels of education, and perhaps it's worth saying that 49% of girls miss out on primary school in the Sudan, and of course even more miss out on secondary school, and that's partly due to social attitudes and to tradition that places a much greater sort of emphasis on boys' education and sees girls' education as much less valuable. And our programs, well, it supports particularly learners from displaced and disadvantaged communities who are on the outskirts of Khartoum and have probably fled from areas of the country like Darfur and the Nuba Mountains where there's ethnic conflict. And so they end up on the outskirts of Khartoum. Our programs include support for primary orphans from this community who are completing their primary education. And so we help support that. But we also provide adult literacy for women and girls who have not been able to learn to read and write, have never been given that chance. And we do that through adult literacy circles. And on top of that, we provide a number of scholarships for bright young women, again from the displaced communities, to attend university in Khartoum. And most of them go to the Afad University for Women, but there are about four or five other universities.
And I believe you have a couple of examples of statements that a couple of the women that have gone to these universities have, which are, I think, are very powerful messages. Would you like to
absolutely
let us know about
those? Yes, and you know, I think they should speak for themselves. One is from a young woman called Hawa, and she says, "I study at Afad University for Women in the School of Psychology in my third year, with an interest in special education at kindergarten level. I aspire to prove to myself and to everyone around me that girls are able to make their own destiny and to reach the highest levels of success. I want to leave my fingerprint in the field of special education by giving girls the support they need to solve all their problems and to stand up for their rights in society." I have another from a woman called Ola, again in her third year at Afad University. And she says, "Women's Education Partnership has always believed in our abilities to achieve what we want, encouraged us to do better, and assured us that we can have a bright future. And I've been motivated to strive to achieve my goals and to be a strong woman. I plan to become a great physiotherapist in the future, and I want to help children in the world to be well through my work."
Well, those are wonderful.
And they're very really, inspirational,
yeah,
I think. Yeah,
and they also prove that this thing that if you can give education, you can create opportunities that will be long-reaching, won't they?
Absolutely. I mean, if you educate a woman, she goes home and she helps to educate her children, her community, and the benefits cascade down the generations. They cascade down the generation.
So I was just going to ask, obviously, COVID has affected everyone in many different ways. How has it affected Sudan and South Sudan and your charity work out there?
Well, it's been quite devastating, obviously, to, I'm sure, the Sudanese economy and people there face 100% inflation right now. And COVID has meant that schools and universities and businesses generally have gone into lockdown, as they have in this country. And they went into lockdown in March. They now look to be coming out. I think that the universities are probably coming back online in the next few weeks. But obviously, we don't know how effective that's going to be, or whether it would be subject to spikes of COVID. The effect on our Women's Education Partnerships funding has also been pretty catastrophic, because we receive funds from grant aiding operations and organizations, and from personal donations. And our grant aiding is down by over 70%, and our personal donations by over 40%, certainly. So we are very keen to appeal to individuals who'd like to support us and who are able to support us.
And so how do people, if they are interested in hearing about the work of the Women's Education Partnership and also looking to how they can donate, what's your website?
Well, our website is www.womenseducationpartnership.org. And Women's Education Partnership is one word, no apostrophe, and it's .org at the end.
That's
and
great.
On that, you'll find details of how to donate online, through the post, even through our Virgin Money site as well.
Oh,
and we'd
great.
Be very, very grateful on behalf of Women's Education Partnership and, of course, of our learners in Sudan and South Sudan.
And I believe on your website you also have a blog, don't you, so people can see up to date what people are doing and the different stories.
We have a wonderful blog, and it's full of absolutely vibrant pictures, because people, particularly women in Sudan, wear most vibrant coloured clothes. But it tells stories there which are really important to hear and do cut to the quick and make you feel what problems women do face there. And I'd like to actually read you one from our latest blog, actually. And this is from somebody who's in one of the literacy circles. So she's not at university, she's learning Arabic literacy, and she's not had the opportunity before to learn to read and write. And she says, "I am Aisha from the Tawassul circle. I left school at class 2 in the basic school because my family thought of girls' education as something wrong. When I grew older, I discovered that my parents' opinion was wrong. When I saw educated women, I told myself, what an injustice and inequality between girls and boys. Although God has created them equal, they do not enjoy equal rights. But now women are educated and become doctors and teachers, even military officers. So I would like to send a message here to all Sudanese women to send all their children to school. Education is for all, girls and boys."
That's
so I think
great.
That's an appeal which we should all heed.
I think that's brilliant, and I think that's a great place to finish as well. Thank you so much for doing that, Simon, and telling us all about the Women's Education Partnership.
Thank you very much indeed. Cambridge 105 Radio.